Ladies and gentlemen, I need a washing machine.
Well, that's how we starting. Fernando needs a washing machine, honey. So y'all, go fund him some money.
Please cash app him some money for his washing machine fund.
He needs to be able to do laundry, honey. Laundry.
All donations accepted.
He's piling up.
Cash app me. Please.
So, welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View Podcast. We are
hey hoes.
Yeah.
Hey y'all.
And y'all know what to do. You know what to do.
Hello, all my vaccinated people like me.
Ooh.
Oops.
Yeah.
I got that one. I'm waiting on my two.
Can I get a ooh. Two? Can I get a two? Mic
can check. I get a two-piece? Yeah. Can I get a two-piece, please?
Mic check. Yeah. So, baby, y'all share the podcast. Share the damn podcast. Y'all know we have to tell y'all that over and over because some of y'all just can't remember. So we have to keep telling y'all that against my better judgment. But share, share, share alike. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
And it don't take nothing but 2 seconds to hit that little button. Boop, boop, and you're done.
See?
See how simple that was? Look, so let's dive right in. Honorable mentions, baby. Let's jump right on in. I want to give a shout out to Oakland. Dorothy, oh Lord, why'd the name just go blank? Oh, they.
You don't do this right.
Wait a minute, y'all. Blame it on Dorothy Jones, the founder. If I'm saying that wrong, Lord, forgive me. Oakland shut down the streets of Oakland for the founder. Not the founder, her mother was the founder of Everett and Jones Barbecue. If you've ever been to the Bay Area, most people have gone to Everett and Jones Barbecue. Dorothy passed away and they shut down the street so they could have her service so that you could be COVID prepped outside, which I think was just truly amazing. So if you love barbecue, I don't eat barbecue, so I can't tell you if it's good.
Oh, have mercy. We don't have to fix that.
I can't.
Shame on you. Shame.
I can't tell you if it's good, bad, sideways, whatever. I don't know because I don't eat it. But I know that it is on Broadway. It used to, they had several locations. So the mother founded it, and what she did was made sure that all of her children would have their own location. So each one had opened up, all the daughters had opened up Everett and Jones. So they had Hayward, Oakland, Berkeley, and people loved it. So it had been here for many, 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 many years. And so Everett and Jones Barbecue.
They still open or they just got the one spot in Oakland, bro?
No, I think Berkeley is still there.
I think Hayward closed, didn't it?
I think Hayward is gone. Let me see. I'll tell y'all what.
I know the last time I was there, I was looking for some pulled pork in my life, and Hayward was closed, and I didn't feel like driving.
Oh, you didn't feel like driving? You wanted some pulled pork in your life?
Not what we were saying. Ooh, okay.
You were downtown, so yeah.
Right.
Lord, so y'all, I tell y'all all the time, I will screw it up. Her name was Dorothy King, so I want to make sure I get that right.
You're way off.
Oh, no, just be off.
Might as well just have to call her Dorothy Dandridge or some shit.
Oh, no, just that
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Just call that chick.
So
her daughter's the
Dorothy. Dorothy Sfornak. Goddamn.
Her mother. So it really was the name. Her mother, Dorothy Everett, founded it in 1973. So along with her 8 daughters. So
8. Good God Almighty.
Yeah,
why
that's
be 8
for a baseball team.
She had a son too, and so. You know, hey, she came here from a little area in Alabama and she could cook. And she started a franchise that made sure that her children would be able to survive when she was not here. So, but Oakland did well the other day and it was just amazing. I was looking at the pictures and they shut off the street and everything and they put her away in a beautiful casket, just beautiful. So Kudos.
Did the casket have smoke rings around?
I hate your life. I was going to ask the same thing. I was going to say that they at least have spatulas on the casket for decorations as far as handles.
Oh, for real.
Neither one of y'all are both on time.
And her own.
I mean, if the woman lived the life, she fed America, so why not? Yeah, I don't know.
Y'all both on time out.
We love you, Mama Dorothy.
Yes. And so the next thing in hot and what is this shit? Honorable mentions.
Wow.
Honorable mention. We have to talk about Maya Rudolph. Baby.
The daughter of Miss Minnie Ripperton.
Even young people don't know who Minnie Ripperton is.
Google her. You Google everything else. Stop Googling Gorilla Girl's birth or baby and pregnancy with her sixth child.
That bitch. Whoa. That bitch put Gorilla Girl. She put Gorilla Girl on her head and she was pregnant?
The glue stuck.
Oh, child.
I'm just not. So for those of you who watch Saturday Night Live, Maya is an amazing actress, an amazing comedian. And for those of you who don't know the name, all I got to say is Bridesmaids. All I got to say is Bridesmaids.
Yep, and she was the one that took a shit in the street.
The shit in the middle of the street. Not in the dress.
I love that movie. I can watch it any time of the day. Baby, I love it. And she's an original cast member from SNL too.
And so she made her return to Saturday Night Live and she did
throw it up.
The amazing, y'all, for you Beehive folks, Beyonce. And she had on her outfit from the Grammys. And she did a barbecue hot wing challenge.
Yeah.
So every round went higher. And baby, if you have to see that. You have to take
Devil's Diarrhea.
Yes, child. Yes, God.
Hitler's ass.
Hitler's ass.
Hitler's ass, baby. But the funniest thing to me, baby, is when that wig turns sideways.
Do you hear me? I want you to come and take off this wig, wipe off my head, and put my wig back on.
Put my wig back on.
Oh, Jesus, that was so funny.
That wig, when he pulled
that. Baby, that girl shifted like an 80-year-old woman. That was too damn funny to me.
The wig...
I said, did the wig just go sideways?
It did, honey.
It went all the way sideways. And I mean, if you watch her over the years, she just has the ability to morph into any character that she does. I mean, some people, y'all at home gonna get mad at me, but this is my opinion and my thoughts. It's just like with Gabrielle Union. Every character she does is exactly the same. She doesn't have any depth. Every character is the same. So I'm like,
just gonna come on out and drag Gabby this evening, huh?
I mean, I like her, but her actability is.
Oh, what did Gabby do?
It's every role she plays is the same. Every character is the same. There's no difference.
So she bring it on, Gabby, in every movie she's in.
Yeah, exactly.
So she bring
when you talking about the likes of Angela Bassett, when you talking about Cicely Tyson, when you talking about Alfred Woodard, these women portray roles. I mean, we thought Angela Bassett was Tina Turner. She bulked up that body and she played that role. And it was one of the most iconic roles she ever played. And
Angela Bassett went to the Yale School of Theater. So, what do you expect, honey?
The Yale.
The Yale.
Well, do you get that?
Right, yeah. right along with David Adam Greer and what's the boy from Atlanta? God, I forget that guy's name. The guy that plays Paperboy in Atlanta. They're all Yale
Paperboy
theater alums.
In it.
Baby, it's
oh, you ain't seen. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know you're talking about. He's been in a lot of movies and stuff too.
Brian Tyree Henry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Google him.
What's his name?
Google
Brian Tyree Henry.
Henry, that's it.
Tyree, I've never heard of him.
Child,
but you've seen him and stuff. You just don't know him by name.
Where do you be, friend? Where do you be? Did you not watch the Atlanta series? It's three seasons deep.
Remember, he's not colored, Armand. Don't forget.
I ain't never seen this boy before in life. Let me see if he played.
There's confirmation.
Yeah, he's a chunky popper.
So let me see if he played in something I know. I'm sorry.
Man, you got work to do then, honey.
He ain't played in nothing that I know. Okay.
You also don't eat barbecue.
He was in it.
Right.
Hill Street Could Talk. And I want to say, I did see that.
Yes, you did.
I did see
that. Excellent movie.
Yeah, I want to say I did see that. I don't remember him, but I did see that movie. So,
he played the brother.
Okay, so see how much he stood out. And everything else that he has down here, I have no clue. I'm sorry. what's his name? Brian Tyree Henry. I'm sorry that I don't know who you are. I apologize.
It's all good. We're still in the pandemonium, so you get to, you got time to catch up.
Yes, and he received his master's from the Yale School of Drama. His master's, honey.
Come on.
He also attended Morehouse College.
He sure did.
Yes.
Why? Because we fucking can.
So kudos to him. I don't
know. Look, why do Black people do that? Because we fucking can.
Well, because we fucking have to. Because we fucking have to.
Okay.
Yeah, but
meanwhile, Brad Pitt ain't went to now acting school, but he'll get the role.
And 40 million. But
we're not gonna go there. Right. Meanwhile.
Okay, I did find something. There was a show that came on HBO. I didn't watch it on a regular basis, but I watched a couple of it and it was hilarious. It was called Vice Principals. He was in Vice Principals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that shit was hilarious.
That's what I said. He's been on your screen and in your big screens before too. So
that show was funny as hell. So he also did the trilogy by Terrell Alvin McCraney.
Uh-huh.
The boy from San Rafael. Is that where he's from? San Rafael? Somewhere in Marin County. Titled The Brother's Sister Plays. I remember him. Yeah. Okay. So, cool. Oh.
You're going to keep on looking him up and you're going to see more and more shit. I remember him in this. Okay. Wait. Now you remember.
Oh, like he was
Betty Wright.
Well, Maya didn't go there, but
she did not.
She gave us, she morphs into the character so much that is just, it's amazing because nothing that she does, I haven't seen her character from Bridesmaid on Saturday Night Live when I watched the clips of her. I haven't seen it. And that's something that, you know, we all want to see. You know, you want the character to be something totally different from the last one so that they're not typecast.
Yes.
Because Gabrielle Union to me is typecast.
You got that fire for Gabrielle today, don't you?
I know. Like,
what she did to you?
No,
And they did all kind of great.
No.
But you know what? I can't say nothing. I'm in the Pot Kettle Black because a couple episodes ago I was doing the same thing that Chris is doing with Gary. I was doing it with Tyler. I was straight up just going for filth for Tyler. I mean, and I meant every word of it, and not to be mean about it, but it was the truth. So I feel what you're saying.
She don't take it there for me.
I mean, I feel the same way about Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson to me is literally a time to kill Samuel L. Jackson in every fucking movie he's in. You're not gonna be able to tell me any different.
Nah, damn.
Yes, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I keep on seeing Pulp Fiction.
So let me just say, I have to agree with you there too, because I think he's the same character in every movie too.
Yep. You know what's funny? You know what? And I kind of feel that way too, because now that I'm going flashback, that character's been kind of that way since coming to America, when he first on the scene. That was his first like major role, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope, wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, he was in a lot of stuff.
Shit, you know what? Before my time, so I can't.
He was in Coming to America.
That's what I said. Coming to America.
No. He was in. I'm trying to think. Was it Do the Right Thing? Spike Lee.
Yes.
Oh, he was.
That was his first role.
You know what? Stand corrected. Yeah, I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah, he was so also a junkie in New York City.
That's what I keep on seeing him in. Every time he's on a movie, that's what I see him in.
Because it kind of reminds me of Nicolas Cage. Like that same, right. because if I go back and think about it, like Jackie Brown, same thing, and like same role. What was the name? The Django?
Right.
Well, I didn't see that.
Django Unchained.
He did the recent movie that was on Apple
TV. Wait, you ain't seen Django Unchained, bro?
No.
You get to see
Daniel Are you Fox's forgetting scene? That he's not colored? Stop forgetting that he's not colored.
You know what? I do keep forgetting that.
You know what, skin folk?
Yeah, no, I don't watch a lot of stuff like that. That is what everybody else is animated to watch.
Yeah, the skin folk. You know? That's like when you don't watch a movie made by your gay deities. Like how you don't know about your gay deities? You know all your Unjudies.
I will say I do know a lot of gay movies, but there are a few out there that I had not seen, and I've taken the opportunity thanks to they'll be out tomorrow on they come out on Friday nights.
A Login Hookup.
What's it called, Lamont? What we watch, where we go to movies, black gay something.
You're talking about gay black and stuck at home.
Gay black and stuck at home. Yes, give them kudos. Then this week's show they will be doing Samson McCormick's new movie. So, kudos to them.
You know what's funny?
You mean next week?
No,
to be honest.
It's next week, the 9th.
Look.
You know what's funny? The pessimistic side of me is like, I don't want to go see a whole bunch of Negroes that would never ask me out on for no fucking day for any reason any given day.
Ooh, child, do you want to come on down this street?
I'm like,
do you want to come on down this street?
Like why? I was like, why am I going to see a movie for a bunch of Negroes that wouldn't even look at me on a Monday? Mm. I was like, let me go talk. That's why I don't fuck with people who don't fuck with me. And I was like, these look like some Negroes. That fuck with me. I'm not trying to fuck with your movie.
Wait a minute, it happened. I'm sorry.
That's the truth of the matter. I was like, oh, we're gonna show. Look, our movie's about the pillar of black weddings, bitch.
Wait, are you talking about the one they just showed last week?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. It happened already.
Love the one you're with. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was last week. You missed it. That's why I said the next show is on the 9th. It's every other week.
Okay, so I apologize, and let me apologize to Samson right quick, because he sent a thing to come on to talk about his movie. So y'all, we are going to have him on. I just have to contact him back. He is going to be on the show, and he's going to talk about the movie that they showed and screened on Black Gay Stuck at Home. Y'all know I'm behind on so much. I'm in just a lot going on.
It's okay, and it's on, wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to tell you what it's on. Hold on.
It's okay, Alma.
Hold on.
But you know, I'm like the salty part of me thinks
it's on Prime Video too, by the way.
What's on
Love Prime Video? Love the one you're with. Yes.
Yes. So y'all.
What's about?
It's a gay.
Gay relationships.
Oh shit! Is it like? Am I gonna
it's
like
funny. It's really good. It's funny and it's really entertaining.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, so it's on Prime Video. Love the one you're with.
We support Samson.
I'm not gonna sit here and be salty about stuff that I've never seen.
Don't you do it?
Nope. I can't be that kind of MF about that.
Nope. The fire.
Don't be salty, Fernando. We already predisposed to hypertension. No need to be salty.
You know what? I just got my lab results back, baby. I am good. No diabetes, none of that. No, I ain't got the sugar.
Yes, girl. Nothing. That A1C is good to go. Yeah.
Because you know what? This COVID body got me real paranoid. Like, what did I do to my body, Lord?
We'll get it together then.
Oh, I will.
You had the same reaction that a lot of people had. It's natural, honey. Just get very cemented in your conviction to change it. That's all you gotta do.
Start eating more greens and drink more water.
Baby, you know what's funny? I eat a lot of that stuff. I really do. I love vegetables. I love protein. I do. I'm not a bit like on my day-to-day, I don't eat a lot of sweets, but when I get into this down period, like not going anywhere, doing nothing, me and pastries are best friends.
Yes, child. Like, them Fifi's, good old sugar. She come around and say, "Hey, girl."
Exactly, like, "Hey, girl." Hey. Like, you remember when we had that moment? Okay, girl, you remember that? Come on, go get some. Them quick is on sale.
Right, I'm here to help you. No, you're not.
No, you're not, bitch.
Get me away.
A mess. So, let's jump on it. Was there anything else for honorable mentions?
No, I don't think we got anything else.
I do want to mention that Jeannie Ma from, which one was she on? The Real?
The Real.
She got married this weekend.
Oh, her and Jeezy?
Jeezy, yeah. Yeah, they tied the knot. It looked like about at least maybe 100 people was at the ceremony, whatever. Beautiful dress. Oh my God. The pictures are on Facebook and her Instagram page. So yeah. Yeah. But Jeannie Ma and Jeezy tied the knot.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now don't let that paper get you confused. Y'all stay together.
Listen.
Now, them people.
Do you hear me? These bitches out here are sitting here so busy making pretty pictures that they forget exactly who the fuck they got involved with, and that's all they got.
I guess I really didn't know who he was. He's rather handsome.
He kind of looks like what's the dude? Charlemagne the guy to me.
Without them sissy eyebrows, yeah.
Yeah, he favors Charlemagne to me.
I'm about to say Charlemagne without the large eyebrows. Okay.
Yeah, without the snatched brows, Charlemagne.
Oh, she had a beautiful dress.
Ain't that dress hot?
That dress is amazing.
I don't know much. You know what's funny? I don't know much about Charlemagne. Like, I don't even know his deal.
His mouth.
He's got a bio thing on Netflix you gotta check out. It's pretty interesting where he came from and his background and everything.
Okay. I'll look at it when I care.
When you got some downtime and ain't nothing else to watch, check it out.
There you go.
Again, when I care, because when I have downtime, I don't care to be watching about nobody else live but my own.
Yeah, right.
He got a stank ass scowl and a reckless ass mouth.
Right.
You, bitch.
Congratulations. Like,
Charlamagne, have you met me, bitch? I said, because the last time I seen Charlamagne, he was too high to articulate two sentences on Bill Maher. And I'm like, bitch, you missed that caption quote.
But did you see Mother's headpiece? Her you mother's like headpiece is bringing. She almost outdid her daughter.
Exactly. Ooh.
That headpiece is amazing.
Who give it a head, honey? What
are you talking about? Her mother wore an amazing headpiece.
Grandmama.
Who's that's her? Who's grandmother?
Not grandma, her mother.
Who's mother?
Jenny Ma.
Jenny Ma's mother. On her wedding picture.
You know,
Stop with the weeds. Stop smoking. Stop smoking.
No, grandpa. You don't get to do that. Okay.
Because you know what? I'm actually multitasking. I'm making some money while I gossip.
Yes.
Let me borrow
$20, Fernando.
Yeah, bitch. I'm waiting for these motherfuckers to give me back some of my money that I've been loaning out all month. I'm like, did you catch the opening show? I still need a washing machine.
Oh Lord.
Let's rewind the tape, shall we?
I have 3
Cash App him donations for a new washing machine.
3 weeks behind on laundry.
I see you wearing your FUBU shirt. I see.
Well, and you know what? That's what's making me feel fat right now is because the motherfucking shirt feels real tight. And I was like, remember last year, this shirt was loose as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and looked at the mirror this morning. I was like, wow, I look like I should be on a Megan Thee Stallion music video, like just clapping every.
That sounds like a win to me.
Like, because
right
like,
now it is.
Because I'm literally walking around in my house, and that's all I hear is skin flapping and clapping. And I'm like, this is
really you're stupid.
Like, because you know my ass already has
a got a stank ass walk and a reckless ass mouth.
Fernando is not fat. Don't y'all listen to this boy.
Let me rephrase that, audience. I am not.
Allegedly.
Right, allegedly. Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to eat some cookies to add to that.
And y'all have
allegedly seen
Fernando on Instagram. Y'all have
he's seen really it. Eating pita bread.
He brings it on Instagram. He ain't gave us no recent pictures to put up, but he brings it. And y'all know.
Baby, I haven't taken a picture on Instagram since December.
Oh Lord.
That's how much I've been like so busy and not trying to do nothing.
Well, he's living his best Tina life then. Because Tina hadn't taken 400 years, and she showed you she's still flawless. Still flawless. Mm-hmm. So he's living.
Private dancer.
He's a private dancer. A dancer.
I did not know that Missy Elliott sampled Tina's I Can't Stand the Rain. I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
And the rain.
I did not know that.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that
it was and a hot song for Missy.
Kanye did Private Dancer. It's like, you know, as long as they still sample the music, our legends will live forever.
Yeah, baby. Bye. I was like, have you not? Yes. Like, I was like, that's why I look at them sideways when half these bitches be talking about, I'm a genius. I'm a god. Okay, girl. Well, I'm pretty sure if I rewind the tape back to a couple decades, somebody else said that same motherfucking thing while they were sampling somebody else's stuff that they came before them. But thanks for playing.
Yeah, so the Tina biopic is out on HBO and HBO Max.
I watched it twice.
Excellent. Excellent.
I had my towel, I cried, there was happy moments, there were sad moments, I'm just so honored to have been in the midst of such an iconic woman. Just amazing. Just.
I'm thankful I got to see her perform live 3 times. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
Once in Las Vegas.
Lucky. Each was time that I was when mesmerized. She was doing a residency? Was that when she was doing a residency?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah. Oh. When she did the residency for a minute. And then her last time was, she was 62 at the Hollywood Bowl, packed out. Damn. It was high and drunk. And it was an amazing show. She came halfway up. Now, you know how the Hollywood Bowl is built, a huge, big old venue. She came halfway into the audience and danced with the crowd. It was fucking amazing. Wow.
She is.
Yeah, I've got a newfound respect for Tina after watching this. I really do.
And one
when she talked really... about...
Well, go ahead.
When she talked about that... when she talked about growing up in Nutbush, which I did, I had no idea Nutbush, Tennessee was actually a place. I thought it was a joke people made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea that it was an actual place. But when she talked about Nutbush, it just made me think about, you know, little old chubby me back in Greensboro, Georgia, where nobody knows, and nobody knows about Nutbush, Tennessee, except for Tina. And like looking at things on television, being your catalyst to like, that's, I want that. I want to see the world. I'm sick of this country ass town. I want to see the rest of the world. And seeing that through television or seeing that through images, you know, I felt a kinship with old Tina when I heard her talk about that.
Yeah, it's amazing how you relive your childhood. I know with me, I was always like, I always could see stuff on TV and I always said, oh, if they could only do that, it would be better than this. And then if they could do that, they should do this. And I think they should do the lighting over here. And I think they should have did the music this way or whatever. And then I got to, you know, get into my 20s and started my own production company. And we started doing just that. And, you know, when you live your dream, it's amazing. I know for when it came to Tina, it's like, just to think about the actual physical abuse that she endured at the hands of Ike Turner.
Crazy,
and then
bro.
Turned around and entertained us like there was nothing wrong, no broken jaw and I'm dancing, no twisted wrist and I'm dancing, no bruised rib cages and I'm dancing and I'm singing and I'm doing everything and you know.
Right.
Amazing is all I can think. And just like you said, you got a newfound, I mean, What's Love Got to Do with It, touched on it a little bit, but then to hear it from her own mouth, her right. own voice, right. her own stories, her own video, stuff that had never been
seen.
Yeah,
she didn't even want to do that song. She didn't even want it. She was like, I don't like this shit.
Mm-mm. But that's the testament to how you just have to go with, you know, you just got to go with the flow sometimes. That's just like Anita Baker didn't want to do Sweet Love. Look at that. Phyllis Hyman didn't want to do Bet You My Golly. Wow. Right. Because it already been done. Why should I do something that's already been done? No, but you need your own spin on it. I mean, you just think about some of the iconic hits that we've had. Some of these people, Michael Jackson didn't want to do Man in the Mirror. I mean, he rejected it twice.
And then look at, what Anita Baker passed up and it turned into Toni Braxton. That
right.
became a major hit for Toni Braxton and put Toni Braxton on the scene because Anita right. Baker didn't want to do it. They wrote it for her.
It was too, Anita thought it was too sultry.
Yes. And you opened the door for another iconic figure to come right on in and take that 7 whole days.
But you know what? Sometimes it takes that kind of person to be able to pull out that kind of song. So everything happens for a reason.
And I just think watching it, and I love how they talked more about her relationship with her husband, with Irwin, wasn't it? And how...
Now, explain that to me, because I thought she was off in Switzerland with some billionaire. That man was her driver.
No, you never didn't know that?
Yeah, he worked for the record label. He had money.
Yeah,
he was a record exec.
He was a record exec.
Back when they originally met 30 some odd years ago, he was a driver.
So wait a minute. How you go from chauffeuring people to being a record
opportunity.
Exec?
Opportunity.
Is it just white?
It's called opportunity. He had an opportunity to go and work for the Rolling Stones and some other people, and that turned into something else. And he started on a record label, and then the record label picked up like Josh Stone and all these other people, and he made millions and millions and then billions and billions of dollars. So when they got together, it was like, don't really want to give away the documentary, but when they got together, it was like she had her own millions and he had his own millions. But then she got with him. And then eventually, you know, after being friends for 28, 29 years, they decided to go ahead and get married. And they've been, what is it, 23 years they've been together so far?
Yeah, they've been together for a very long time. And it's like, yeah, I remember hearing that story when she talked about it on Oprah, when she was doing a farewell tour.
Yeah.
And she talked about him and like, you know, when he was like, I want you to make sure if I pass, I have my money. And she was like, oh, that's so funny. And the way she said it was like, really, bitch? you want me to have your money if you pass away? That's so sweet. The way she said it was like that, like, I am Tina Turner, bitch. But that is so sweet that you want to leave me your money when you die. It was the funniest thing to watch because the whole crowd laughed. You have to go back and watch it on Oprah. It was really good.
I just think,
well, he seemed like a sweet man.
He is genuinely like a friend.
When you've endured so much and you're still standing after all. And the thing that really got me was the part that, and it made me think of Princess Diana, when he just kept pushing the press, would not let the issue go.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't been with this man for 400 years and you still asking the same goddamn questions. She is a major rock and roll artist, which they said it couldn't be done. She became the first rock and roll Black person, and I mean iconic. And when I got real tears when she did the Rio concert, 168,000 people were in the venue to see her. 168,000 people. That brought me real tears because she thought back as a kid, she wanted to see this. And I mean, to walk out on a stage and know that you've sold out that many people, that would just freak me out. I would probably just be nervous. But she is a professional and came out there and gave the show of life, baby.
What the let out must look like for that venue? 168,000 people? You ain't never getting home.
You ain't never getting home.
You ain't never getting home.
Well, the majority of them probably walked there.
Right, and that's what I was thinking too. They probably walked there. Because
they probably was fine. Hell, they probably was fine. Like, we'll walk, we're good.
Because getting cars out of there, you know that would just be, that would be an overnight.
I know when Mama played here and it's only 21,000 seats in the Hollywood Bowl, it took us about an hour and a half to get out of the parking lot.
Wow.
But it was cool because it was like the party continued. Everybody was still playing her music loud in their cars and still having cocktails and like that. Everybody was still like mesmerized. When she went off after two encores, everybody was like, what the fuck did we just experience? This is like
a wow. That's very cool.
It's very rare that you find people like Tina who were beat before coming on stage and gave the performance that was just electrifying. And I mean, she dancing through hurt. Dancing through
pain. Wait, what did she say? I did with the fucking coat hanger?
Oh.
But the abortion?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what she was talking about?
Yeah. Ooh. Lord, we
child.
The last time he got her pregnant, he said, you're not having any more kids because what you do is you're fucking up my money.
Oh, no. So
forced her down, raped her first, and then took the clothes hanger and messed her up. It didn't mess her. See, the funny thing is, to be just spiritual, God don't like ugly. So the coat hanger didn't really mess her up to the point where she couldn't have children anymore. It messed her up and scarred her inside or whatever. She had a lot of scar tissue, which she had to get removed or what have you. But he almost OD'd that same night. And if it wasn't for his driver coming back to get some cocaine that he had left in the room, he would have OD'd. But
he went in there
to go wake her up. And she said, I'm in so much pain, I can't go anywhere. She didn't tell him then. See, that's another thing. I'm like, where does your mind go that you don't tell somebody that you've endured so much pain and hurt by this man?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, something's wrong with Ike. And she said, I'm in so much pain, I can't go. And he rushed him to the hospital. That was his fourth OD with her.
Right.
She was, for some reason, she was so loyal to him. Like, for some fucking reason.
Mind-boggling. She said, she said it was like she was under a spell.
I'm not leaving you. Everybody else had left him. He couldn't trust anybody. And she vowed to stay by him until she started chanting. And when she started chanting, she found her inner voice, and she found.
I also found that very funny too, because the way they set that up was like that was some bitch that I was fucking. That's crazy.
At first, but that's crazy to me.
I could never. You hear me? I feel like I'm a loyal person, but if you're beating the shit out of me, man. First of all, try me.
Well, you got to remember.
You hear me? Try me.
Okay, she's what is she? Five something. And here was Ike.
No, I don't know about all that. Now, I mean, she might have been smaller than Ike, but Ike was a tiny. Ike wasn't that big of a man.
In her eyes, she looked.
Lamont, you don't know me, bro. But she looked. She was built like Serena.
I was 5'4".
She what?
5'4".
Who's 5'4"?
Tina Turner.
Bitch, you lying.
That's all she is. She's 5'4".
Bitch, you lying. You lying.
She's a small thing.
Bruh, well, whatever y'all do with them cameras in production, bro, y'all make her look like a giant. Make her look...
But wait. Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, think about some of the people that you've seen on camera or whatever, and you've seen them in person or what have you. I mean, like Taye Diggs. I thought Taye Diggs was like 6'1", 6'2".
No.
5'7".
It's mostly because they shoot them from an
certain angles and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, usually from a lower angle, they give them the impression of just being taller.
Yeah.
This is going to be a little sidebar. So if people getting away with that shit in movies and fucking with our minds and we thinking that they larger than life or thinner than da-da-da-da, they've been doing that forever, right? So why people get mad when they get catfished? It's the name of the game. They've been doing it forever. Why you mad?
That's a good question.
Very good question.
That's called getting to know who the fuck you with. It's like when you sit up there making pretty pictures, that's all you know how to do is read pretty pictures, bitch. That's what you did. You was like, oh, the pictures look good. He must be good, bitch. Now you know good and well. And everybody know the name of the fucking game. If you start seeing half of them text messages show up green on your phone, you know it's from an Android phone, but he show up on a fucking Apple. Like, bitch, yeah, it's catfish.
Damn.
That means that you're being contacted through a Google number.
Damn, Nando. You done gave us some tea, goddamn it.
Not a good number.
Don't play people like that. Like there's certain things. Like I learned a thing or two after watching MTV Catfish. They tell you.
Well, that's what I'm getting at with that little sidebar. It's like, you know, it's been happening to folks for ages. You know, and then you know, like I said, this is a sidebar. But like people, you know, the advice is for everybody to find that angle and put their best picture on. So, you know, when they doing it in the movies.
Oh, now, we know, right? Everybody know you just, people take 400 pictures so they get the right selfie. We all do that. Y'all got to get that just right angle, babe. Oh, wait a minute. My shirt wasn't laying down flat right there. Let me do that again. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't like the way my eye was looking on that one. Wait a minute. My hair wasn't laid right, so let me brush it this way some. Y'all know. And that's why they created the selfie stick, so you could get an even better angle of yourself and get that right one. So come on, I just think.
Sorry to take us from Tina. My bad.
I feel sorry for anybody who really just has not had the chance to really experience that kind, because I don't think, and y'all can be mad at me, but I don't think we're ever going to see that kind of entertaining again.
I know you hate Beyonce.
No,
but
no.
Beyonce. I know you hate her, but from what I've seen I've never seen Tina live. I don't have any qualms against Tina. I have a new respect for her after seeing this. But when I think of Tina and I think of Beyonce, I think they are very equally yoked.
No, I'm talking about getting physically abused and going.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, okay.
Well. Now, wait a minute. We don't know what's going on at the Carter residence.
I don't assume that.
That didn't come from me, y'all.
Beehive. I'm not saying that it is happening. I'm just saying that we don't know. We knew what was going on in Tina's life. We don't know what's going on in all these artists' lives until we see it out in public, in front of us, you know. So we don't know.
No, at that time, we didn't know what was going on in Tina's life. We didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, we had no clue. But
he was covering up black eyes and bruises and stuff and getting on stage, doing what she had to do and going right back off.
And you know what the most foul shit about that was? Is that his ass be right in the background playing the guitar and like looking at her outside his eye like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
That shit crazy to me.
He would whoop her ass for some man looking at her from the audience. That's how crazy he was.
Right. And then he gonna be filling on the next woman.
Did you see how they cut to some B-roll of him and asked him, did he know Tina felt that way about what was going on? And his clown ass was like,
"Well, I was mad at the part.
I never knew. Oh, let me redo that part again.
She was trying to
be who I wanted her to be. So I didn't. I'm like, man, shut your clown ass.
I created Tina to be the artist that she was. I created her.
No, okay. Clown ass. You didn't create that, honey.
But again, the scary part was 10 years after his death, she was still scared of him. That shit right there screamed volumes to me.
Right.
Because that lets you know what kind of hold he had on her. Mm-hmm. That you are scared of somebody who died 10 years later. Irving said, her husband said that she was still having nightmares after Ike died, waking up screaming and hollering, and he would grab her. And say, it's all right. You know, you're safe. But you, 10 years after the man died, from an overdose, I might add.
Right.
That's crazy.
Now, one of the things that I thought, and I was really hurt by that, because this is one of my most, I love it. When they said that River Deep Mountain High was a failure. And when Ike was sitting there saying, there's only certain type of music that you can do, I thought that was an amazing song. Her vocals, she just flat out sung that song. And I don't think they put any money into advertising. That was why it didn't do what it needed to do. But it got a resurgence after the movie and did what it needed to do.
That song opened up doors for her overseas. Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yes,
it didn't do nothing in the States. And the reason why it didn't do nothing in the States is because Ike said it. He said that she was a Negro artist that a white music person was taking to use for the vocals or whatever with a huge orchestra and a band. Nobody had ever heard anything like that. And you can't take a Negro artist that's used to doing blues and turn them into a pop rock and roll star. It's not going to work. Well, it worked for her overseas because once everything was said and done, here comes her new manager to say, I can turn you into a star.
Right.
And that's exactly what he did. So, yeah. What doesn't work here might work somewhere else. Don't give up on your dream.
So, if y'all haven't seen it, go over to HBO.
Tune in. Love it.
Tina, like I said, I saw it twice. I watched it twice. To make sure I just didn't miss anything, and I almost can go back a third time,
right?
And watch it again, because there will never be another Anime Bullock,
right? From Nutbush, Tennessee.
Nutbush, Tennessee. She is the queen of rock and roll, and baby, them legs was priceless in her day. Them legs, honey.
But I will say, Armand, Miss Beyonce is coming around to having her own legendary status.
I agree. I mean, y'all was talking about the let out from her shows. I mean, the only time I've been to a Beyonce show was she was doing, they were on the run too. And I went to see her and Jay-Z in Cologne, Germany.
Oh.
And bitch, I had a car, which I should not have taken to that damn thing, because I have to tell y'all offline about the, man, I probably should have took the damn train or walked or whatever, but I didn't. And I'll have to tell y'all about the drama another day. But man, the let out took for fucking ever. They filled up a fucking soccer stadium out there, and the shit was just nuts. Right.
That's how Beyonce do it.
Well, what's nuts?
Arena.
It's what's crazy to me is that we go overseas and music is so much more appreciated overseas. And yes, it really is truly what the Bible says. You're not worthy in your own home. It really is. It's so sad.
Not just music, every culture, art, writing, everything is more received overseas. And I guess that's because they have a broader sense of acceptance over there, to the point where here in the United States, we got to prove ourselves. But if you go over there, it's like they love you. When I went over there to London to just do some gospel workshops or whatever, they loved us and treated us like royalty. Time we got off the plane to the time we left. And we left on the plane coming home for 16 hours in awe, like, damn. And I was, 14 years old at that particular time with the gospel choir from Crenshaw High School, going to sing gospel music for these all white audience of thousands of people, with Iris Stevenson directing us, and to turn around and us leave from that experience, Iris fought for us. Your kids need to go and experience this. And she fought for us to go. And we went over there and they treated us. I mean, we didn't have to ask for anything. The time we got off, they were like, are you hungry? Do you want such? And we were like, wow, okay. And then we come back here and we can't even go sing at a church.
Right. Right, exactly. Come back to this foolishness.
The world we live in.
The world.
They were like, did you win any Grammys? Who signed you?
Mm-hmm. How many albums do you have out? What?
You have an Instagram?
Right.
You got an Instagram.
How many followers do you have?
Mm-hmm. What did y'all do before there was Instagram?
Right.
Not exist.
But
be at their house.
But y'all may let me say fans do. They make these people iconic figures who really shouldn't be iconic figures. You look up and have their music, they don't even play their music 5 years from now. We go back, so many people, I hate to use it, but she did it to herself. And she is such a talent. Chrisette Michelle is such a talent, but she did it to herself. She did it to herself, and she went in there. But we're not playing her music anymore.
We are not. Sorry, Chrisette, we're not. And we're never gonna.
And she's such a talent.
Babe.
Such a talent, and I'm hoping that we forgive her and let her back in.
Wow. What that old school saying is, you lay around with dogs, you get fleas.
Fleas bite.
Come on, y'all. We got to let Chrisette Michelle into the barbecue.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We do not.
If the
we do not. You and her both are not going to be at the barbecue. Okay.
Look.
I won't be sad because I don't eat the mess.
But
exactly.
Look, bitch. Look, we like the fucking atmosphere, bitch. Like, even with the planets, bitch, we need light years of space away from you. Yeah.
And look, I'll
you can
always
stay around, bitch. We need to see you ever.
Oh Lord.
Act like a planet and go light years away. Peace out.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes, I
tried, Chrisette. I tried to get you in, girl. I tried.
Well, you know what? You want to be on the whole new playing field, and you apparently you want to be that new boo that said, you know what, I don't, I guess you're trying to play new black. I don't see color. I don't see politics.
I don't know why she went over
You go ahead and
money.
Be you over there.
I mean, but she seen money. She went over there. She seen money. Like, you saw that one check? Like, man, your vision is short. You saw that one check. Okay, cool. Did you think you was going to get white conservative fans off of that? Maybe they never fucked with your music.
Never.
Right, because after the last note, you're a nigger again. Ooh.
Oops. Ooh. That's real true. Hashtag facts all the way.
Ooh. Right.
Oops. Hated it.
But you're mad?
True, but it's true.
And moving on.
So, y'all love these elevator videos. Y'all love to get caught up in the damn elevator. I don't know why y'all forget they got cameras in them damn elevators. And like, so there's a lot.
I will hold my fart in the elevator.
Oh Lord.
Sir, we have you on camera. Elevator number 3.
And yeah, exactly. I'm holding it in. I don't want to be caught doing nothing in the elevator.
So, Quavo, is that how you say his name?
That's him.
I said it right. Look at that.
Look at you that. To the Avo.
Like the alcohol drink.
And sweetie. Right. Even though I think it's salty.
It's not saw-weety. It's sweetie.
Sweetie. Sweeto. Sweetie. Well,
yeah,
they were in the elevator. Y'all know, y'all remember the elevator, the one with the camera, and they had a little altercation, and it got these
a little dust up.
Okay, we call it a dust up, and y'all got in y'all feelings, and I don't know this man, and I'm just trying to figure out where he's from, but his name is Adrian Bronner something. This fool said he didn't see anything wrong with this altercation.
A little bump and grind.
Right.
We remember you, R. Kelly.
He didn't have any problem because that was just black love.
Excuse me?
You better gas, Fernando.
Excuse me?
He said it was just black love.
What in the Ike and Tina Turner in the hell is going on?
Come on. What's love got to do with it, honey?
We still on Tina, ain't we? Here we are. We're in a 2021 version of Tina and Ike.
I'm gonna quote something that Whoopi Goldberg said on The View. Look, I don't care if you're a man or woman, keep your damn hands to yourself. Like it is 2021. And if you don't have the mental capacity to be able to articulate your words without having to take a swing with your physical body to get your point across, then that has to say, how really smart are you, dumb bitch? That you got to act like a fucking animal and throw do like a fucking monkey and throw your shit at people. Because you can't manage to self-govern your black ass to actually articulate a fucking sentence, but you want to open your mouth for some fucking money. You open your mouth for a fucking rap album, but you can't put your mouth to tell you to articulate your fucking feelings. What kind of strong somebody are you? You ain't worth the fucking burden that you put on your arm. You ain't worth the fucking 10 million whatever you got on your body, bitch. You are flat broke emotionally and mentally. Go ahead and deal with that bullshit, hoe.
Oh my God.
Y'all both deserve to be swung on.
He's a boxer. Adrian Bronner?
They should have both, but after that happened, they should have both got jumped in the hallway.
His exact words, so that I don't get it wrong, I ain't see nothing wrong in that video, if you ask me. That's black love. If me and my significant other don't argue like that, then I don't want her. Because I'd rather have somebody who might punch me while I'm asleep before I take a beautiful woman and fuck another nigga while I'm asleep. Okay. It's the black love for me.
I mean, it's ipso facto. If you're running all behind your back fucking you or punching you in your sleep, it's all bad. Both of y'all need to walk away from it.
Look,
you done got to get too many times. That's
Look, it goes back.
And of course, you know, now they're probably following him like crazy, trying to see what his background is and how many women he's abused.
Oh no, it's
stupid asshole.
Somebody said, "How you gonna talk? Because don't you have the same allegations or whatever the
word? Yeah, allegations
against you." And I just don't.
I repeat. Those are people who fail to have any kind of mental self-governance, and they're walking around playing emotional charades with each other, and you wonder what kind of appetizing person do you think you are that's how you have to mentally conduct yourself? Like, who fucking taught you that kind of behavior, bro? Like, you need to ask yourself that. You just said this out loud on the fucking record. That's a therapy session waiting to fucking happen. And you wondering why your ass is on page six trying to justify why you have an altercation in the fucking elevator? Like, what kind of appeal is that y'all can't rub two pennies together to make one sense?
Is this Quavo guy? Is he the same one from the Migos?
Bitch, yes.
Okay,
Lord.
I was trying to make Chris remember where you knew him from. There it is.
What you expect with a motherfucker?
He's another member of the Migos.
I really can't stand the ignorant bastard.
Like, what do you expect for motherfuckers who name themselves after a fucking alcohol drink?
Asses, ain't
excuse
shit.
Me, it's like the three amigos without the three.
they just all illiterate. Oh my God. Oh, I can't. I don't even want to go
again.
But okay, so from what I can see in the video, she knocked the shit out of him before the door opened because her hand is coming down past his head, and when the door opens, he flung her ass in that elevator, and she hit her ribs and her side on that good old bar in the back of the elevator. And then started to try to swing on him, but then the pain hit Fernando. Remember how if you stub your toe, pain hit a little bit later, and Mama laid on that floor, and that was all she wrote. Lord. Then he happens to look up at the camera and say, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm being recorded." So then he changed his whole demeanor. The door opens, a man is on one floor, he looks at him, he closes the door back, and they keep on going up. Then they get to the floor where they're going, and he takes what she was trying to take was the video game or whatever console system that was in the orange box, blocks the door, and asks her, is she gonna get off or what? Takes her shoes and throws them in the hallway.
I just can't.
Like,
and then she finally gets up. She finally gets up enough strength, bless her heart, to get up and hobble out. Everybody said, "Oh, it looks like something's wrong with her leg." Of course it is. If you had a fucking metal bar hit your side, you'd be in pain too.
Two empty-headed bitches playing crash dummies with their bodies.
Right.
Right. Without a car.
Without a fucking car. And they both ain't going nowhere.
She got on Twitter and she said, this is what she said. "I'm single. I've endured too much betrayal and hurt behind the scenes for a false narrative to be circulating that degrades my character."
You did it on your own, though.
"Presents don't band-aid scars, and the love isn't real when the intimacy is given to other women. I emotionally checked out a long time ago and have walked away with a deep sense of peace and freedom, excited for this new chapter of elevation."
To start and do the same thing over again. Thank you.
With the next abuser.
Look, thank you so much for sharing. Now go take that to your therapist, and that can be a start of day one when you get your own shit together. Because why the fuck are we hearing about problems that we're paying you to go and solve? Bitch, you have your own money. Go find you and your therapist and get your shit together.
Wow.
Before you be singing, "What's Love Got to Do with It?"
They always say it's the gays that got all the problem, but shit, the straights got a lot going on.
Like, the fact of the matter is, like, see, nowadays people think that shit's still cute and sustainable. What they don't realize is that, you know what, your ass has been sitting here in COVID for a long ass time, and that same bullshit attitude has now gone on steroids. And and one day it's gonna go from a push to just straight up push your ass off a fucking bridge. And it ain't gonna be no love tap no more. It's just gonna be your ass is dead. I'm tired of you existing in this world today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. And it ain't gonna be no 0 to 10. It's gonna be 0 to you dead, period. That's gonna be a love tap for your ass. You're not here no more. Fuck a divorce, bitch. You're just not here.
Well, ladies, this should be a perfect example. Stop being with somebody who got to put their hands on you. You don't have to.
No, back that up. Stop putting hands on yourself and stop inviting men to put hands on you. Cause that's what you're fucking doing. Somebody put hands on you first, and you give my fuckers permission to put hands on you because you put hands on yourself first. You do go talk that shit out with why you put hands on yourself first and asking him to go ahead and join in on the motherfucking fun.
Lamar said this was a recent TMZ nosy ass video. I thought they was down with each other. I thought she sent him a tweet or something the other week saying, I wish you would, or some shit. Like something very simple and cutting.
They've been going back and forth.
It was just like, I'm done.
And he says that he hadn't physically abused anybody. But we watching the video, sir. Video.
And this is how much you don't know.
Because that's just like Derek Chauvin didn't put his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Ooh, exactly. Ooh, are we coming down this street?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, true story.
People land down that street.
Because the fact of the matter is people be acting like they know so much, and you don't know how you show up until people tell you how you are, how you show up, how you exist, how you be. Everybody think that, I got myself wrapped up together. Bitch, you don't know. That's why you have to rely on people who around you that actually tell you the truth and call you your shit. Because before you end up having a knee on somebody's fucking neck, killing them their ass too, or dragging a bitch in the fucking elevator too, and saying, I don't know what happened. That's not in my character. Well, apparently it was your character role and lights, camera, action that day.
Well, I don't know what to say on that.
You played that role to death, literally.
Yeah, that's where we are. So if y'all at home have been following, Derek Chauvin is on trial. The trial has started for the killing of George Floyd. And I don't know. I can't watch it.
It's so hard. It's so hard, y'all.
I refuse to relive.
It is so
refuse to relive what pissed me the fuck off last year, and I could do nothing but stand here and utterly dismay
and they're showing videos that nobody's ever seen.
Yeah,
and it's just so much detail. It is so. Like it will peel your skin off your body. It just is so uncomfortable to watch those. Like I saw it on the news. You know, a lot of the stuff on YouTube and whatnot. But this was stuff that they got their hands on quick, and it is very graphic. It is very direct, and it is very honest. And I mean, I did see parts of it, but man, is it heavy. But I'm glad that they're putting everything out there, because this is the result of bad psychology. And when you don't deal with shit, when you don't deal and don't call a thing a thing, racism does exist. This hate kind of, this shit does exist. This stuff doesn't kind of happen. It does fucking happen. So, I mean, as much as I'm like, I don't want to see it, I need this to be on front and center and be playing in a fucking loop. Because until you sit down and say, you know what, there's a problem in this scenario, and ain't the man on the ground.
Yeah. I can't watch it. I can't.
It's hard.
The firefighter woman who was off duty.
Oh, the EMT.
That was in some of the, well, I think she's a firefighter.
But I mean, she specializes in EMT,
right?
For the fire department.
And she was off duty when the footage that we've seen that they've already released, she was off duty and wanted to, you know, assist him, medically, and they just refused. Like they just would not let her. And I mean, like, I don't want to utter the words that I understand why they did it, but like, this shit is ridiculous. Like, I saw her on that stand, and like everything about her body language was like, I can't believe you are sitting here trying to defend, like literally you are in practice defending this man that you have on video, literally killing this man. Mm-hmm. Like that was all over her body language. And I watched this while I was getting my hair cut.
Yeah,
she was so irritated with these questions, like this fucking, these gymnastics that they're doing to try to finagle some type of point or some, or wedge some type of space in between what we see on this video and why this man is dead. Like, I mean, the whole shit that I'm hearing that they trying to, you know, like do this character assassination about the man, about George Floyd. Like, I mean, so what that he might've been on a drug years ago, or so what that, like, you know, he was unruly 1 minute, but for 9 minutes you had him subdued and blocking his airway. So what, because he was unruly one moment, he had to die? Because he was on a drug, he had to die?
And you know,
like that's my whole thing about it. Like none of how policing is done in this country to me makes any fucking sense, because their whole goal as police officers doesn't line up with what they are put on duty to do. You are here to protect, maybe obtain people, not necessarily protect and serve. They know the ordinances, they know the laws. You are here to enforce them. You aren't here to give consequence to the breaking of the ordinance or the laws. That is done by somebody else. So this whole kind of feeling that cops have in this country, where they feel like they need to teach people who are their subjects, or the people who might be doing a crime, feel like they need to teach them a lesson, that shit is it's absurd, because it has nothing to do with the job that we've asked you to do. That's it.
It's, yeah, and that's usually wrapped up in their own psychology, that there's no checks and balances on that. You know, it's wrapped up in politics, and politics is basically the broken psychology of insecure men. That's how insecure men just hide shit. It's through policy. And policies and politics is where you can be anything and you can make up anything. And this is something that became unsustainable for them. This behavior is not sustainable. And like, and the thing is like, yeah, I think we became perception-based value. You know, it's kind of like with doctors and, you know, lawyers and whatnot. We all looked at, like, you know, when we were taught as a little kid, we all had, like, these were like the high pinnacles of things that you will want to be as a kid. And then, you know, but we don't realize that these kids grow up to be adults that they carry broken psychologies that don't get sorted out or reconciled. And they're hashing them out on people, especially people of color, because wrapped up in that broken psychology, they also take with them the broken racism as well. Like I told you guys in the last show, you know, if people want to, you know, find out where that blind racism comes from, and where they can't put their finger on that bullshit ass excuse that I don't see color. I was like, if you know, the history that we can't find because you erased it, go back and look at your clear ass history, and you can have a direct line as to where you learned that bullshit from. So instead of you coming up to me asking me why you have a problem, how about you going to your very clear, well-documented history of how when somewhere in your heritage, your parents or your parents' parents went up and they went pointing at a nigga at a hanging tree, and they said, my, what's that? And guarantee you, they didn't tell you the fucking truth. And they've been telling you a fucking lie your entire life up until your entire heritage, and that's all you dealt with was a fucking lie. And now you wonder why you're killing black folks, and you don't understand why you blacked out and don't understand why you killing black people, and it's not a fucking problem, because you were taught that black people didn't fucking matter all the way down to the very beginning of your existence.
Oh man.
Stop putting your fucking white ass problems on our black ass shoulders. That's why we fucking got gout and our backs hurt, because you're fucking sitting here on our goddamn backs every fucking day with your problems, asking us the same fucking questions that you don't want to go pick up a book, go do the research on the books that you fucking wrote, and go find your own fucking history as to why your ass can't get up over and around your own problem that you put in front of our faces.
OMGG. OMGG.
OMGG.
The trial is there, y'all. Go watch it if you want to watch it. If you don't want to watch it, all I say is pray. Because I just feel that if it comes out bad, there's going to be another riot. I already see the writing on the wall.
I mean, as it should be.
The only thing about that is it's not only going to just be a riot in that city, it's going to be a riot all over the world. Think about the movement that has happened, that has sparked with this whole thing. I mean, when I did check in a little bit, I think it was on, what's the day? Okay, so I think I checked in probably Tuesday, and they were showing videos of him inside the store, how he was just walking in a daze and bumping into things and bumping into people, and they said he was high on whatever, and you know, and then he tried to pass a fake 20, and the guy wouldn't let him pass anything. And he said, I don't have any fake money. What are you talking about? And he called the police, and the police came and, you know, took him out and everything like that. They put him in the car on one side and then drug him out of the car on the other side. Why? Knee on the neck. You're going to stay right here. I can't breathe, but you still hold the knee on his neck. Everybody's begging him to get the knee off his neck, and he wouldn't move. The police kept on saying, you send your ass there. Send your ass there. Don't come over here. They're talking to the ENT firefighter lady who said, he's turning blue. He doesn't look good. I'm a professional. Here's my badge. And they still, nothing.
Again,
straight murder. If they don't convict this man, he needs to go for all 60. But if they don't convict this man from some type of crime, then you ain't got nothing but another fucking, and it's going to be a worldwide riot. It ain't going to just be in one city or two or three. No, everybody is going to take greater bad action, and we're going to see some of our leaders like John Lewis and Martin Luther King and those others that have died for peace just flipping over in their grave when this happens. It's ridiculous. And unfortunately, like you said, they're trying to paint him to be that. First of all, George Floyd is not on trial here. Derek Chauvin is.
Right.
And they keep on making it seem like George Floyd is on trial. And I don't know why. I'm like, you know, what's that old saying, dead men tell no tales? Okay, so we already see the story right in front of us. You know, you made possible, you made sure that the jury didn't know anything about it. And the ones that are on the jury hasn't seen the video, but now you're showing them the video. So any human in a right fucking mind would have compassion to see this happen. This is not a fucking movie. This is real life, to the point where at the 4-minute mark, the man lost his bodily fluids.
Right. Yeah.
Something is wrong.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, like kind of, you're tying it back to like, you know, like these pillars of protect and serve and help your people, the doctor, the lawyer, the cop. I'm like, it like kind of dials back to the fact that a lot of the stuff, because I was listening to today's testimonial, I was like, they were talking about the opioids and one of them, like, didn't opioids come from the doctors? His girlfriend said, like, he started taking these, like around the same time I did, he was taking opioids because of pain, from back pain, from injury. So I was like, this started from somewhere. So I was like, so if you want to make an opioid conversation, you need to go back and talk to the doctor who prescribed it to him, was irresponsible with the fact that he was taking them, and then responsibly, you know, monitor or check this man. I was like, we could have all these kind of finger pointers, but yeah, we're like, you know, if we want to really put the put it on the table, I'm like, you're talking about opioids that was made by who? What? A whole bunch of white people, pharmaceuticals. So again, black ass people are still dealing with white people ass problems.
I mean, again, like, I just think that's fucking ridiculous. So what? He was high. Does that mean he had to die?
Exactly.
So what that he was on something. Had you not touched him, he would still be here. That man wasn't on his way to falling dead. Mm-hmm. So you cut off his air supply and he died. We don't, there is literally nothing else to be said. Nope. Like, they try to talk about, oh, he had a heart problem or health conditions. No, if you didn't touch him, he would not have died.
He didn't have death. He had a lot of right. He didn't have death. Point blank in the period. You gave him death. He may have given himself a lot of other stuff, but he damn for sure to give himself death that day. And that police officer gave him death. So I don't care what kind of opioids he had in his system. I don't care if he had a fucking turkey leg, some ham hocks, and what none of that stuff. None of that stuff was killed him. I don't care. The fact of the matter is that man was alive driving a vehicle. And then I was like, when he met you is when he caught the symptom that he got, which was death. Not the other stuff that he had in the system.
So y'all just pray. Just pray for a positive outcome. Pray for the family. Pray for everything.
So they're saying the trial is going to last, what, 3 weeks, they're thinking? Estimating three to 4 weeks, something like that?
I don't know. I tell you, I'm not watching.
I'm not either, but I'm just saying what they're basing it on, and I'm just trying to make sure, where am I going to be? Maybe.
Well, you could be
when the 3 or 4 week mark hits.
Well, when the 3 or 4 week mark hits, you can be in your house watching Montero by Lil Nas X.
We don't want it.
I think all of us need to get a pair of blood shoes.
I mean, those shoes are cute. I ain't never really liked that style of Air Max, but they're cute. But
you can't do what you did with Lil Nas X, bitch. You can't be breaking trademark infringement. Who the fuck taught you?
Let's start with the video. Somebody explain the video to me. I understand that somebody else.
I can't explain it to you because it ain't good.
He thought he got it from somebody else. He said he got the concept from somebody else, or something. He based it off of somebody else, some white chick.
It looked like some damn what's her name? Taylor Swift. Okay, the hairdo is giving me Taylor Swift. I mean, the little pink, the little blue, the little green, you know, and then all this damn satanic shit is just ridiculous. There's no other way to say it. I mean, it's like,
it's just getting into
he basically said something about the fact that he couldn't be who he was when he was in church because they all kept saying, if you're gay, you're gonna die. So this is him living out his being who he wants to be because nobody can control him now.
And I can certainly feel that, like, you know, trying to like desecrate everything that the big bad boogeyman everyone kind of, because like even the word of God, it can also look like the word of hell to people. You know, it's like some people's God looks like Ike Turner, you know, and so, you know, I can get that. It's true. You know, it's not
the actual God.
But the thing is, But the thing is that the people who perpetuate the image of it starts being the image of the other person that makes them feel good, the picture of the person who they can't wait to get away from.
And this has caused such a. I watched the video and then I watched it again because I was really trying to get a clear understanding. And let me tell y'all, I still don't understand the video, but there are so many people.
I mean, I get what he's after. I mean, I understand. I mean, it's along the line of what Fernando was saying. I get what he was after, but baby,
it was just like
the song ain't good.
No, there's another way.
It wasn't even that as much as which is it wasn't composed very well.
Well, this is gonna cause a sexual war, an identity war right now because
the straits is hot by it.
Why?
I don't understand. I'm telling y'all.
Well, you know the strikes are slow, and the strikes think that because this is the dude that did Old Town Road, and they children love Old Town Road, they think that this man is some type of maybe they think he's some kind of children's artist, or maybe he thinks he's some type of role model for their children or something like that. And so you know.
Baby, I swear, these basic ass people in the world be thinking that we fucking Mattel and they could just pull us out of the box and just bend and fold and manipulate us any which way they can and stick us on a nightstand. Like, bitch, that's not how people work. You know, just they don't come prepackaged just for your ass every day, all day. These are human beings.
But I mean, unfortunately, we're visual creatures. So the first time we see, you know, this whole video, I've only watched it once. Like you, Chris, I need to go back and watch maybe another time just so I can get the whole overall concept. But when I watched it, me and Lewis sat there and we were like, what the fuck is this? And it was like, what is really going on? It starts off in heaven and ends up in hell. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it. And those damn shoes, he only made 666 pairs and they sold out in 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
Sold out. $1,018 for those shoes, Armand.
Hey, he's not
yeah, okay.
He's about to give up some of them coins.
Wait a minute. Real quick. How much was the shoe?
$1,018.
That went to charity?
In lieu of Luke 10 and 18.
That went to charity?
It's going to go to
It went to Nas X charity, yes.
It's
going to
go to
legal.
It's about to go to Nike now, God dang it.
No. Well, here's the thing. Now, Nike is not suing Nas X. They're suing the people who manufactured this because it's trademark infringement.
Yeah. You know?
But my whole thing is, okay, I think you should be suing Nas X as well because he had to sign off on some shit.
Okay, I'm clueless. Wait a minute. Does this shoe look like a Nike shoe?
It's exactly like a Nike shoe.
Yeah, it's a Air Max. What is it? Air Max 97. It's all black. I mean, it's a cute shoe. I never actually liked that version of the Air Max, like I said before. But yeah, I mean, apparently, like, okay, so the straights are mad at the images in the video. The straights are also, well, the religious people are mad because apparently the shoes have a drop of human blood in the sole. And so, you know, folks are tight about that.
Yeah.
And because he was twerking on Satan.
Yeah, and again, like,
a lap dance. It wasn't twerk, it was a lap dance.
I'm not mad about none of the figurative stuff in the art that I'm seeing. I just think the art is bad. But I'm a little biased because I am not a fan of his. Like, I mean, Old Town Road is a bop, but like he ain't never made nothing else that I can get into.
I'm not a fan either, but I'm all for artist creativity. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be in marketing and promotions and stuff if I wasn't. But my thing is you have to realize whatever you put out in the universe, it's gonna come back. So the first thing Lewis was saying is like, babe, I think this is like Illuminati shit or something like this. I said, I don't even know what this is. I can't put my finger on it because it's like if you look at it, Chris, again, there the devil does have that little Illuminati thing in the middle of his head, the little eye in the triangle sitting right here, or what have you. And I'm like, oh, maybe it is Illuminati. I don't know. And then some of the little blue hair piece that he's wearing, the beehive or whatever, it had some of those little triangles or the Illuminati shit too. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, see, you putting everything out in the universe or whatever, and I'm trying to figure out. And then now when I think about it, all the success that he's had, I'm gonna be quiet.
And so Nick Young, basketball player, spoke out against it. And he said that his children would not be listening to the music.
Okay, bro. And I think the music was for them, bro. Like, what?
And
what are people even saying?
That's what this boy said. So he said they shouldn't be playing Old Town Road anyway. We streaming Call Me By Your Name now. And so I guess Nick Young thought about this thing. And so he retracted. He said, I don't want no smoke. I'ma say it first. I am sorry, Lil Nas X. I hope all you believe in that kind of thing. Forgiveness. These hackers keep getting me. These hackers keep getting me. They need
read it.
I need you illiterate motherfuckers need to get somebody to type y'all shit if y'all can't write it right, because I'm God damn it, you got millions and I can't even read your shit.
Supposed to be Reed Ebonics, not trying to determine it.
Look, y'all can beef with the devil all y'all want. I was hacked in the name of Jesus. So now I guess he's anti-hacked. But the people ain't having that, because in the comments section, they down here talking about you a punk. You just a cop, Nick Young. You should have known Nick a scary ass a simp. Ain't he smashing a Kardashian? Baby, they down there in the thing because he done went back. But y'all don't understand. Nick Young is a brand. And if you go against the LGBT community right now, it can mess his money up. So he learned to walk that thing back real quick, because people are forgetting Kevin Hart said something 5 million years ago, and 5 million years later, they brought that up again and went after that man's money. So,
well, that's for a different context. That motherfucker just didn't know how to fucking own up the shit. He had like an entitled ass Negro talking about, I said what I said already, and I'm tired of apologizing. Motherfucker, apologize to motherfucker. Never apologize. You did it when you dipped in some other bitch's pussy and it wasn't your wife. Ooh. You was fucking Keith Sweat whining all day long for that bitch, and you said sorry multiple times. So bitch, don't be new to fucking I'm sorry to the LGBTQ community, okay?
Oh man.
You're going to say, I'm sorry, when I wake up tomorrow.
So.
Long clock.
I don't know. I just think I don't know enough about. And so what I really thought was, artists always try to do stuff that brings them creativity. And then there's artists that do stuff that gives them controversy. And this right here is controversy. It's got
people. Yeah, I think that's all it is.
It's got people looking at it, and it's getting the hits. The hits are coming. Boom, 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 boom. The hits are coming, and it's keeping his name out there.
And we cannot stop talking about it, because you got different elements or whatever. Just like somebody said, well, it's not blood that's in the shoe. It's just a liquid or what have you. But because he said that it's blood, we believe it. Again, right. We're visual creatures.
But now we know damn well that they not gonna let no shoes go out that's got no real blood in it. That just
I heard that it was real blood, and then they also have a polar opposite version of a shoe that's like a heavenly version of that same style of Nike
in blue.
That supposedly got a drop of holy water.
Holy oil,
you know.
Look, this is a marketing ploy, and the fact of the matter is, the reason why Nike is suing the hell out of the manufacturer is because the manufacturer is the adult in the room. This is a kid who want to get some shit popping, and they're the adults in the room that said, nah, this is trademark infringement. Cool your jets. You are not LeBron James. You need to go sit down and go do something else. They didn't do that, and that's the reason why they're getting sued versus Lil Nas X. He's hands clean until they find something that he can rope his ass in on. But, you know, like talking about like I think that as an artist, you know we're always finding a way to tell our truth and which way or another. But and then there's a place where that truth becomes, you know, so overly skewed that it. It's no longer the truth. I could tell that this was the truth of Lil Nas X that he wanted to tell, but in the way in which he told it through this way, it was like, it didn't translate. Not because he did it wrong. It was just, there was like, this didn't, it was like, it like, I the message just got real convoluted by his need to just say, you know, to stick it in your face. It was like, this one, it came like shock value. It didn't feel like it was it was telling me any story. And that
was, I feel like he was just trying to be provocative.
Like this was like, you know, like, you know, hell, I would have paid attention to Strange, good butt naked, you know, giving birth to perfume versus like, at least I knew the captain said it stinks so good. And this one, I'm just like, what, Lil Nas X, what do I want you? I don't want your blood, bitch. And I don't want to fuck you. It was like, so I understand.
I heard he packing. Nas X got a baby arm down there.
Like, here's the thing, and this is coming from me, and I can be cocky about this. When you've had enough dick in your fucking life, you know that's not the only dick.
Well, baby, that ain't everybody's story.
But the fact of the matter is, you know what? It should be, because then people will stop being thirsty.
It shouldn't be everybody's story.
It should, because then you be so, you would stop being so fucking thirsty for one dick when you know there's plenty of dicks out there that look just like it. Bitch, yeah. it's like going after Mercedes and think that's the only Mercedes out there, bitch. They just made all fucking fleet of the same ones.
Everybody like,
they out there, you just gotta go and see. They just bear this pack. Look, that same dick is on a 300-pound man right now.
Well, everybody wasn't disappointed. Big Sean said the creativity and confidence to do you fully is my favorite part. Keep rocking, bro. And that's where we're going to say, Lil Nas X, keep doing you. Whatever you do, whatever works for you, you do it, because you're the
creative.
And don't let nobody put you in a box and stifle you, because it's all about your artistry. You're doing you. Live your best life.
Exactly. This is all the record.
All right. I agree. Keep trying to make better videos and songs than that.
Like, just don't do a Tyler Perry where you're just making shit just to get stuff out.
Oh, Lord, we're not going there with Tyler Perry. Y'all, I think...
Nope, I enjoy my checks. Don't you do it. Nope.
I think that's it for tonight. I wanted to talk about that Donnie McClurkin thing, but I don't know.
Let's wait till we see the Unsung this weekend, please.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to say, I'm about to go. I got some comments for that hoe.
Yeah.
Ain't that the one that's secretly gay?
No, that was back in the 90s when it was rumored around.
Oh, okay.
New documentary will drop this weekend. Y'all check it out. We'll talk about it on the next show. Also, Lifetime Presents Mahalia with Danielle Brooks drops this weekend.
Who? Yes, on Saturday.
I don't know who.
You mean Mahalia?
Mahalia Jackson. That's who he's talking about.
Haley, honey. Haley.
Yeah, I see her doing.
Alex Haley's not doing documentary.
Now, we didn't talk about it though, but
I seen her doing an interview this morning.
I don't know who she is. It's the first time I ever heard of her.
Come on, dude, for real? Tasty from Orange Is the New Black?
Right.
Oh, I never watched that. Sorry.
Oh, friend, what are we gonna do?
I didn't watch it either, but I know who she is. I liked her.
Did you?
She's done a couple of things.
But before we drop off, I was like, I wanted to mention that Armand and I watched a good movie this
past week. My God, yes,
it was so good.
Yes, the United States versus Bill Holiday, man.
No, we can't talk about that. I still have not seen it.
We talked about Tina.
I watched Tina.
I never seen Tina.
Why the hell didn't you say that before we started all into?
I did in the text
message. Y'all hear him say that?
In the text message.
I missed it.
You sent the text? Oops.
Oops. I missed it too, because I surely heard you say it.
Well, you're outruled. We have already seen Billie Holiday. So let's talk about it, boys.
Uh-huh. She was so good.
Excellent.
Excellent. We'll come back to that, because we didn't hit that 2-hour mark.
Uh-huh. Oh, now we've hit the 2-hour mark.
I know, now we hit that mark.
Now we hit the 2-hour mark, baby. We hit the 2-hour mark. We gonna talk about that, y'all. Is that?
What's that?
So y'all go out, support everybody, support all of this stuff as the world opens back up. Use your support. Don't copy shit. Don't steal people's shit. Spend your money and support artists and make this world a better place. And we can
please,
all.
If you go sample, make sure it's a good sample.
Make sure.
That part.
Steal the world. Make it a better place.
Just keep your name, Michael.
Yes.
For you and for me and the interhuman race.
That was my jam.
People dying, if you care enough for them living, make a better for you and for me.
The world
get vaccinated.
Save it for the children. Point of View Podcast.
Yes, come on, vocals. Yeah. Come on, background vocals.
Amazing. That.
And get vaccinated so we can make it really a better world.
Go get your shot. Get that Derna.
Go get your shot.
Go get that murder Derner.
Share the podcast. We out of here. We love y'all. We will see y'all next week.
Stop telling everybody that you vaccinated on your whole profiles. No one. That's not a good idea.
No, so it's not.
I'm telling everybody.
Just because you get that shot, you're going to have to get another shot.
That don't raise your value, friends. It does not raise your value. We do not need to know that you're vaccinated. We don't need to see your card. We don't.
Before you take off your clothes when you get to a sex party, don't do it.
Okay, well, that too. But, just keep wearing your mask, even though you got your shot. Keep wearing that mask.
Wait a minute. Did we talk about Michael Strahan's teeth?
Oh, bitch. Did he really get that gap closed?
Oh, no, man. It's temporary.
2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
2 seconds. Michael Strahan decided in his 50s to get his gap closed, baby.
Temporarily.
No.
It's temporary. It's temporary. He said he just wanted to do it temporary to see how he feels with it.
Because he's sexy with that gap. Oh my God.
Is he sexy with that lift?
Man, he common. I mean, just common. I'm like, not okay, common. You lost
exactly.
It.
That teeth didn't look,
No, see, the straight hand, I can't do that though, because
them thick thighs save lives.
Baby.
We don't really get to look at them on Good Morning America. We get to see him struggling with that teleprompter and that lisp. Like, girl, we are like, fix that, honey.
Well, you won't hear the lisp anymore. It's closed.
When he was on the morning after show with
Akilah the Bee. Akilah and the Bee.
Yeah, Kiki
Akilah the Bee.
Yeah.
Akilah and the Bee.
The hell?
Oh, y'all.
God, you are wrong. Kiki Palmer, honey. Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer. She has a name.
She has a name. Akilah the Bee.
Akilah the Bee. I can't.
He sat there on the couch and we got to see all them them luscious thighs. And when he was on there with Kelly Ripa, honey, them thighs in the chair.
Thighs, baby.
Ooh, them thighs.
Look, aesthetically, the gap works for him. Functionally, I like it closed, because if he had to go down on somebody and he just get a little too excited and hit it and his teeth hit your junk, that gap was scraped. So, Jesus. And I'm like,
you're getting real technical about
I have dealt with some dudes who have gaps and they get a little too much.
All right, good night.
Good evening. That gap don't feel good. It don't feel good.
Good evening. I don't have enough anecdotal evidence of
good evening.
Yeah. People with bad dentals going down on
me either.
It be scraping your shit. I'm like, I got a thick dick. I'm like, you can't be sitting there scraping my dick like that. What's wrong with you?
Okay, and we're out of here, y'all.
On that note.
Peace.
Good evening. You know, man.